Hello and welcome to Behind the Journey. And on this show, I talk about why I've been away for 2 weeks. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode. I hope you're all absolutely fantastic. First and foremost, I'm really sorry. The last 2 weeks have been absolutely crazy. I think the longest I've ever gone without an episode is a week. 2 weeks is shambolic, absolutely embarrassing. But I have nothing to say other than my life has been absolutely crazy. It's been one of those periods of time where we obviously had the expo, so I literally was away for that period. And then we had the follow-up from that, which was just crazy. And then before that, I can't remember what was happening, but something else was just right in my face. So just one of those times where absolutely things has gone absolutely crazy. So apologies for not doing my regular podcast and keeping you guys up to date with everything that's going on. The whole period of time right now has been madness, right? Every single business has got something going on. We've got new product developments in the pharmacy side. We've got onboarding new clients from the marketing side. We've got a hiring spree for the mortgage company. We've got a hiring spree. Well, we've got some hires going for the conveyancing company. The conveyancing company is now going to a busy period before Christmas and having just come out with another busy period. I've got a new site going live with Tim Lovejoy in the new year, which is a whole new project. I'm discussing potential documentaries with a production company. And there's probably more things that I haven't mentioned, right? It's just been an absolutely crazy period of time. And unfortunately, it's just very difficult to get things fit in at the moment. I think this time last week, I was on an angel networking event doing some investments. And I saw some really cool investments come to the table there. Which kind of killed the podcasting time. But yeah, I mean, right now I'm just feel in a really good position. I feel like I've got my diet in a good place. I feel like I've got my head in a good place. I feel like my fitness is in a good place. I'm just having a bit of a whale of the time, really. I really can't complain about many things at all. Yeah, it's just everything seems to be going pretty well. Big week next week for Unthin. I'm going to give you a quick update on Unthin today, I think, on this episode. Yeah, we're hitting some really, really good points now. We've now got a decent chunk of subscribers. We've really hit the market in a really, really good way. And we're seeing some brands in the hair loss space really, I think, concerned, right? I think concerned that we've come to market, concerned that we've come to market in a really good way, concerned we've got some good brand ambassadors and people like Tim Lovejoy. And I think right now they're slightly concerned, right? Because they've started bidding on brand name, on our brand name. They've started running ads that compete directly with us. And these are big companies, right? I'm not going to try and hide the fact to you. These are, you know, ten figure companies. We're talking, you know, hundreds of millions and billion dollar companies, these are. You know? And we're, you know, we're a startup that's been going for like, you know, 10 weeks. Funded basically by me. So it's in a really, really interesting place where these companies have, you know, hundreds of millions to spend and we don't, which I love. And all the guys and girls that are in, you know, in the project with me, you know, the other business partners as well, we're just loving the journey right now. You know, we're loving the journey of making a real difference. We're loving the journey of being head to head with these people. And of course, that's going to throw up all sorts of challenges and difficulties and stuff. And you know, right now, for example, we had our best day ever on Tuesday of this week, Tuesday 23rd. And now we're being hit with the CPMs, the cost per thousand impressions for Black Friday coming up, and it's absolutely crushed us. And you know, I've made an executive decision to go, look, if these CPMs, if this conversion is going to keep going up as we get into competitive periods, we'll stop advertising. You know, people forget this, right? People forget this. You don't have to always be advertising. You can pick your battles. Pick your battles very, very wisely. And if I'm spending, I don't know, four figures every single day on advertising and I turn that off, I'm saving four figures a day. I might as well make me four-figure sales a day, right? I'm saving chunks and chunks of cash if it's just not going to be working. And we're going into a period of time right now where, you know, Black Friday's upon us. So the ads are now turned off as of today, Thursday 25th. And I don't know when I'll put them back on again. I'll probably try it Tuesday, Wednesday next week after Cyber Monday. But they may stay off now until the rest of the year. They may stay off throughout Christmas, because if I can't cost effectively get market share in these busy consumer times, there's absolutely no point in me doing it. So I won't. But next week, we've got the first kind of board meeting with all the directors in Leeds. And we'll be discussing, you know, where's next? Like, we've launched so well. It's gone so well. Customers are loving the product. How do we take it to the next level? How do you, you know, piss more competitors off, I suppose? What new products can we bring to market that can make a real impact? It's going to be a really, really exciting time for the business and the brand. And it's, you know, I still stand here and say this business can be a unicorn. This can be a billion-dollar company, like a billion with a B. And it is possible if we get everything right, if we put it in the right direction. So it's fascinating. It's really, really, really interesting. And I'm in a position now where obviously Brad backs me every single day of the week, but the other business partners now are backing my decisions when it comes to marketing spend and what we should do. And we're having conversations about hiring maybe an e-commerce director now and bringing in more expertise to help drive it forward. You know, we're in the space now of competing with the biggest brands in the world. This is healthcare, this is pharmaceuticals, this is medical devices, and our marketing team right now consists of me with support from the ad team. So it's challenging, it's great fun, I'm thriving on it, and I think next will be a great meeting. To go over some things I've missed, so you may have missed, I had the B2B Marketing Expo event last week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Probably did about 10 speaking events over 2 days. Had a keynote slot, which, as you know, was great fun. I was a little bit disappointed, I won't lie to you all. When the event first had me as a keynote speaker, and I was after Facebook and before Twitter, all of those speakers didn't come this time. I think it was because of COVID. I think it's because they changed the dates and the times and stuff. None of them came. So the keynote stage was a bit smaller. Probably still had a decent number of seats, but it was a bit smaller. And to give you a bit of backstory, they had me on at the same time as their main keynote speaker. My time was Tuesday at 12:45, and I was the keynote on keynote stage 2. And on keynote stage 1 at 12:45, it was Alistair Campbell, Tony Blair's former spin doctor. So I was a little bit concerned that everybody would go and watch him. But what actually happened is I equaled him. I absolutely equaled Alistair Campbell's audience, which is amazing, because what that meant is that people rated hearing me speak as much as hearing him speak. And I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, right? But I managed to pull the same audience as their main keynote speaker. And this is the thing I want you to all understand if you're doing speaking events in any different locations. The one thing I've learned, having walked around there and having obviously done numerous speaking events in my time and also over that week, is the number one thing that you have to do, the number one thing when you're in an event, is be animated, be fucking hyper, run around that stage, make eye contact, make it look like you're the most exciting fucking talk in that building. Because when people are walking past, they're going to hear you from shouting and rowding and jumping around, right? And they're going to look and go, bloody hell, he's excitable. I want to be a part of that. It's like one of my friends told me once in the dating world, in a nightclub, right? He said, we were probably about 18 or 19. He said, I always seem to get more look with the girls when I'm having a fucking good time and partying and dancing around. And he goes, and I've kind of realized it's because they want a bit of that fucking action too. They want to be having a good time. If they see me having a good time, they want to be part of that. And I think it's the same thing in many things of life, right? But it's definitely the same thing when it comes to doing speaking events. If you're having a great time, you're having a bit of banter, a bit of eye contact, jumping around, running around, they want to watch that talk too. They want to get involved with that talk too. So yeah, it was really, really good. Met some amazing people, maybe some of you listen to this podcast now, but it was great fun. Really, really fucking enjoyed it. And it's great to be back on the circuit. The one thing that I did see, and I'm a bit concerned about this moving further forward based on what I've just said there, is that a lot of new speaking events, and none of the ones I had, a lot of new speaking events seem to now be having headphones. And if you've seen this about on your travels or on videos or doing speaking events yourself, but a lot of people now seem to be having headphones and then the speaker's talking through a microphone to the people with the headphones on, right? Which goes against everything I have to say about listening to a speaking event and getting an audience. I mean, there's half of me thinking, actually, they'll see me running around, jumping on stage, and then they'll hear and they want to be part of it. But I don't know. I'm not sure. Just seems a bit weird to me. Wasn't really a fan of that. It seems everything I believe when it comes to speaking events. But it was great fun. Met some amazing people. All my talks are completely packed out. The keynotes and the masterclasses. So it was amazing to do that. And Steph, one of our senior account managers, did some talks as well. And she was great, which is amazing to see people develop over time and become better individuals for pushing their own boundaries. But it was good. It was great fun. Great to see the team out there. The one thing I will say is football is down events. Football is down. I reckon we were down, if we went across the 2 days, I reckon we were down 50% across the 2 days. I think it really, really, really was hit. I don't know if that's because of the event did something wrong in terms of how they pushed it. I mean, it was the third time they changed the date. Or I don't know if people just weren't going to events in the first place. Really, really can't help you. I spoke to a guy today who would have been there, and he said he didn't want to be there because he didn't want to be tracked through the COVID pass. So I don't know. Maybe there's some people like that, with a bit of a conspiracy theory. Maybe people just don't want to go there because of COVID, or C, they just fucked the event up. I don't know. I think we'll break even, make a bit of cash from it, just because I expected more footfall. But it is what it is, and I kind of enjoyed being there and getting stuck in and having some fun. But yeah, looking forward to some more events coming up in the future. I think we'll be seeing a gradual return of events. I think events, really, it was nice to be around people. I'm the sort of person that gets energy about being around people, right? So it was great fun to be around people, be in a busy environment, meeting people again. That's what I love about business. What I love about doing this job is seeing other people, connecting with other people, and being part of something bigger. So I think events are going to come back. It's going to take a bit of time before people get settled and stuff. And we'll see. What else has happened? Oh yeah, I'm going to Miami. I'm going to Miami next year for the Bitcoin conference. If anyone else is going to the Bitcoin conference, come and see me. It's April the 6th, 7th, and 8th. So I'm going to stay out in Miami for a little bit on Bitcoin conference. And I'm going to see Bieber live as well in Miami. Just because why the fuck not? Which is going to be great fun. So if you are out and about, pop over and give me a shout if you're in the area for Bitcoin Miami. I think it's going to be really fucking cool, man. I think this is going to be a lengthening cycle diminishing returns strategy. If you don't know what it means Bitcoin's value will go up, and it'll continue going up over a longer period. It won't have such a huge top, and it won't have such a huge bottom this time, but we'll see. As always, I'm basically fully invested, haven't really changed my position, which is all great fun. If you're wondering what happened to my investment into Zucoin, it's gone down a lot more, but I'm going to hold it just for the fucking story now. Like I said, I was never going to sell some of the meme stocks. I'm just holding it for the fucking banter. Why the fuck not? This weekend I'm gonna see some of my mates from back home, so that's gonna be for the weekend. It's great fun. We have a Christmas meal every year, and it's just great to sit down and talk about other things, you know. Like, you know, I talk to you boys about you lot about business all the time, but I seem to speak to them boys about, you know, life in general and getting involved with things that happened before. And a lot of my friends that I speak to around Lincoln is always about business, because that's what I have my mutual conversation and connection. But with the boys from back home or the boys from uni, it's always about kind of life and other things that are happening, which is really, really nice. So I can kind of switch off and just relax and get a few beers and just chill, which is going to be great fun. I'm talking fast today. I hope you know I'm talking fast today. I'm sorry. It's because I've had some speaking events and my mind's racing at 1,000 miles an hour. But it's also because I'm very aware of the time. I have football training in 20 minutes, and I'm currently sat in a coat and a jumper, having just walked in from the office, which isn't great. Bad preparation, but busy times ahead. Busy, busy, busy times ahead. I feel like I've got loads to speak about, but I feel like if I say it now, I'm going to rush through it. So I'm going to do a short episode right now and just say thank you so much for sticking by and pressing play again, even though I ignored you over 2 weeks. If you've got any questions, put it on Instagram. But we're going into a really, really crazy period now, Black Friday and Christmas and stuff, and it's busy, and I'm glad it's busy, because, you know, when COVID first kicked off March 2020, it was a, you know, nerve-wracking time for everyone. So well done to everyone who got through it. Well done for everyone who's building businesses in it. And if you need anything, you give me a shout, as always. But thanks for listening. Keep smiling, keep being you, and I'll speak to you next week.